Thinking aloud. Here, months and years run quickly down dim halls. But days, the days, the empty days come hard. I used to count a lot, count everything like exercise and laps and words of prayer. What hurt that hunger, thoughts, and that thirst can bring. I'm told that steel is forged by heavy blows. If only men were steel, but then, who knows? By Major General John L. Boring. Major General John L. Boring looked it up. He was in prison in North Vietnam for 6 years and 8 months.
Oh my goodness. So he must have been under terrible conditions there.
Exactly. And lots of people are wondering how can you survive under those conditions?
Yeah.
You know, just imagining it, it's unfathomable. How did he survive? And he answers, by writing poetry.
Okay.
Now, lots of people, of course, if you're in prison, you're not under these circumstances, of course, you're not, you don't have the luxury of paper and pencil and
yeah.
things like that. Lots of people have developed or discovered the tap system. The taps on the walls is what
yeah.
they call it.
A way of communicating.
Exactly. And through that, they would share the rounds of poetry that maybe one or two or maybe all of them wrote, and they shared with each other. And I thought it's a beautiful way to kind of get through things.
Yeah, a horrifying situation. I have a lot of respect for anybody who's been put through that kind of terrifying situation mm-hmm. to make it through that amount of time and to come out on the other side of it and to be so gracious and to be so lyrical in terms of their language. I think it's a beautiful poem.
Yeah.
It's a good way to start your Friday.
Absolutely. We have got much more coming up in just a bit after this.